This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. ESPN reports quarterback Russell Wilson is coming to Denver after 10 seasons with Seattle, where he won the 2014 Super Bowl by defeating the Broncos. Wilson still must pass a physical. The Broncos are reportedly giving up draft picks and three players, including quarterback Drew Locke. Gas is $3.80 a gallon in Colorado, up roughly 50 cents from last week. AAA's Skyler McKinley says the U.S. ban on Russian oil after Ukraine invasion could drive up prices even more.
So even though we have historically not gotten a lot of fuel from Russia, other countries have, and now they're buying crude oil from elsewhere, which of course increases what we're paying as we're competing for a smaller supply.
Colorado charter schools enrolled students with disabilities at one of the lowest rates in the country. The Colorado Association of Charter Schools authorizers and the Center for Learning studied the problem.
They surveyed four dozen families with children with disabilities. Families reported difficulty finding information about how schools educate students with disabilities. The reports also found a widespread perception that charter schools don't serve children like theirs, and that families were often steered away from charter schools.
CPR's Jenny Brundine. A small airplane crashed on the median of E-470 just south of Centennial in suburban Denver. Authorities say two people suffered minor injuries. The on-ramps from I-25 to E-470 are closed, along with the Peoria exits. 37 degrees in Denver, 24 in Vail. This is CPR News.